grew up in a house full of books, and I found Yeats on my mother's bookshelves. In fact, my mother actually took me to the Yeats Summer School in Sligo, Ireland, when I was 11. She was attending all the lectures, and she took me to a couple of them. I always remember being impressed by Yeats as this great poetic figure when I was a little boy. Some years later, when I was old enough really to appreciate Yeats, I came back to him and started reading his poetry seriously. And I loved what I read, and I did notice that because he rhymes and he scans often, that his poems lent themselves to being set to music. The first one I did was The Stolen Child, where I put the chorus into a sung melody and had the verses recited.
Where flapping herons wake the drowsy water rats. There we hid our fairy vats full of berries.
In years after that, I began to take Yeats's poems and turn them actually into complete songs. No recitation, all sung with melody. Slowly, I've built up a collection of Yeats interpretations. I've done about 36 now, and there are 20 of them in the Appointment with Mr. Yeats show. Childish play.
They have gone about the world like wind.
What's the process like in terms of turning a poem into a song? Because obviously, poems are quite, you know, especially it's metrical, rhythmic, there's rhyme schemes, but you do have to mess around a lot with the, I imagine you have to mess around a lot with the kind of the mechanism of the poem, repeat verses, you know, create a chorus out of things. Was that difficult? Was that challenging? And did you ever feel like you were being disloyal to the poem in any way? Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. This is a central dynamic of working with poems and turning them into songs. Fortunately, with Yeats, he would often put choruses in. For example, The Stolen Child, Come Away, Human Child, to the Water, which repeats after every verse. So he makes it relatively easy for a songwriter to adapt. But sometimes, when a poem doesn't have a chorus, or perhaps the internal rhyming scheme doesn't work well on the ear when set to music. For example, Yeats, in The Lake Isle of Innisfree, he uses an ABBA rhyming scheme, which means that the first and fourth lines rhyme and the second and third lines rhyme. When you put that to music, it doesn't sound good. The ear doesn't like it. So what I did was I flipped them so that it was ABAB, and it still makes sense. It's ever so slightly more surreal sense. But with the form of music that I set the poem to, which was blues, that worked. So there's an available magic there, and if one's lucky, one can plug into it.
How can I, that girl standing there, my attention fixed on Roman or on Russian or on Spanish?
I deploy my own sense of values, and I'm very conscious that the big no-no is to alter the intention of the poet. I will never change something in Yeats's poems that alters his meaning or his intention. As long as I comply with that directive, it seems to me fair game to change a word or to change a rhyme or to subtly alter things for the sake of the music, and I will do that. And I don't give two hoots what the literati think or what anyone else thinks, because I take myself seriously as a songwriter and believe that I'm the right guy for the job.